Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Brown.
Hi there.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling because I'm in a relationship and I haven't been for a while, and I've never been in a really good relationship, and I don't think I have good antenna. I've been told my picker is broken. The fellow seems very nice, but I know he can talk circles around me, and I am at the end of my career as a teacher. I am self-supporting. We found each other on a commercial dating site, but he hasn't finalized his divorce.
Oops.
And, yeah, oops. if I was told that, it didn't register as a red flag. He is going to court, and I've said to him I don't want to hear about it, but I think I need to insist more that I don't want to hear about it because I got an earful about it this morning.
What do you mean? From whom?
From him. He drives to work. He gave me a call and was talking about the how things are developing in his progress in court, and he apparently has made a lot of money in his lifetime. I'm a school teacher, so
yeah.
You know, I know what I get, and I know when I'll get it. And
yeah.
I'm also creative. I like to draw and paint and so forth. I'm also active in the local fire department, run a garden club. So when I retire, I won't be, bored, shall we say.
All right. So how long have you been dating the dude?
We met around Christmas time, and it's gotten serious in the last 2 months, 3 months.
How often do you see him?
At this point, I stay on the South Shore where I grew up from my childhood. So if I were in Westchester, I could see him every day. Since I'm on the South Shore, I'm going to see him this weekend. He's going to come out and stay here. I'll probably see him next week. When I go back to Westchester where we both live, he's got an apartment and I have my own place. So it changes.
So you see him. So I'm just trying to get some estimates. So you see him once a week, twice a week. Do you see him on the weekends? Tell me a little bit about when you see him.
It wasn't consistent when I was still teaching. At the end of the school year, I was seeing him every day. But since the school year is over, I have an erratic schedule, and I have a little shack at the beach that is in the town I grew up in. Where my father still has a house at the beach, but I'm not there. I'm in my place. So that's a big perk of teaching is that I can play in my sandbox out
here. Well, I mean, that's great. I'm just trying to figure out how often you're seeing him.
I'll see him this weekend. I'll see him probably next week, probably Monday, maybe Tuesday. I'll probably come back out to – so, like, bye week, I can see him a couple of times. If I see him this weekend, he's coming here, he's staying at my place. I'm going to see him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then he's leaving. And then I'm going to leave the beach on Monday. I'll probably see him Monday evening, Tuesday evening. And
how long has he been living apart from his wife?
She moved out 6 years ago.
why has it taken 6 years for him to get divorced?
I don't know the full answer to that. I know.
Right. What specifically is your question to me about all this?
I would like you to help me frame my mind about how I should approach this and protect myself. Because
all right. First of all, you're going to hate what I'm going to tell you. Because everybody in Joyland is chanting the one-year rule, the one-year rule. All right, let me explain to you what the one-year rule is and why. Because you're kind of a walking example of why the one-year rule is really very protective all the way around. The one-year rule says you don't date anybody for a year after your divorce is final. Let me repeat that. A year after the divorce is final. Not when the two of you decide you stop loving each other, not when somebody moves out, not when somebody's cheating, not when somebody has sex, not because you're staying together for the sake of the children. The divorce is final, which and that's the minimum amount of time. And the reason it's 1 year is because we are such symbolic creatures that on some level we understand that time is really a river. It doesn't have all these, it really isn't divided into months and hours and days, but that isn't how we think about it. So if you've been on your own for a year, you've gone through Christmas by yourself, your birthday by yourself, it doesn't mean you have to put yourself on house arrest, it just means you're not in a significant relationship. What you understand is that you can do all those things by yourself. You can make a perfectly good life for yourself. You can be perfectly happy. And therefore, when someone comes into your life, you choose to be with them as opposed to have to be with them. And it will make a huge difference in all the choices you make and how you treat anybody. Because if you're sort of feeling like, you know, I can't be by myself, then somebody who leaves the seat up on the john, you'd say, oh, well, you know, nobody's perfect. And then 2 years down the road, you're going to say, I can't believe you're so inconsiderate. Somebody who says, you know, I'm a vegetarian, you say, well, I am too, even though you're a carnivore. You know, 2 years later, you're going to say, you know, I'm tired of just making your meals. I want a steak. I mean, so you're going to make all sorts of bad decisions based on need. If you know that you're okay.
Well, I've been alone for 3 years.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about him.
Okay.
And
so he will make bad decisions.
He will make bad decisions. He has been, and there is a reason. I mean, people do things for reasons. There is a reason why he's been in this kind of cocoon, protected, neither here nor there. He can't. If I know you're not going to get pregnant tomorrow, but if you did, you'd be out of luck. He's married to somebody else. That holidays, kids, you know, all the kinds of things. Not to mention, why do you want to be the emotional Red Cross? Why do you want to hear about how wonderful his wife is or how terrible it is or how much the kids want him to get back together or how much this is going to cost him? All that kind of junk that goes on in a divorce.
Right.
You
right.
want that. And not only do you want him to be beyond that, you want him to have had a year to to do whatever he wants to do, to stay up late, to date women, to go to Tahiti, to do all the things he couldn't do in not only his marriage, but in any relationship. You want him to be completely self-indulgent for a year, so by the time he's done all that, then he's ready to be with a wonderful woman.
I hesitate to say because he has been on his own.
He has still been married.
Yes,
which means if a woman makes demands on him and says, you know, I'm really tired of this relationship, where's your commitment? He can say, oh, honey, I love you. I'm doing as fast as I can. I'm still married.
Yeah, he can. That's true. And he's also been holding up the financial end, like, because they jointly possessed the house. He lives
point,
in
my dear, my dear, yeah. The point is he is not dateable material right now, which doesn't mean, and I know there's a part of you that thinks, yeah, but if I throw him back, somebody else will find him. It's a time you have to believe in kismet. As far as I'm concerned, what you can say to him is, darling, I want you to be divorced and be able to date, you know, 15 starlets if you want, get that out of your system, and then when you're really ready for a full tilt boogie, honest to goodness, adult relationship, I want to be the one standing in line. Let me put you on hold because I know you're not going to be very happy with me about this and tell you how you can do that without actually having to dump him necessarily back. Think about it for a moment. I'll be back with you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Linda, who's saying, okay, Linda, what are your friends, why are they upset with you? What specifically has come up about this that's given you the idea that maybe there's a problem here, Houston?
I have a lot of anxiety, and a girlfriend recommended I talk to you because she's been so helpful in the past.
Okay, well, I think that's lovely, and I'm pleased, except my guess is to a certain extent you got set up a little bit because she knows about the one-year rule.
She does.
Yeah, and I think that's really what's getting... Look, who knows whether this guy is reasonable or not? I mean, it sounds like he's lovely and he has some things to recommend you, but there's a part of you that doesn't feel at all comfortable about this. And there's a reason for that.
I don't feel comfortable about people in general, and I've always had a rough ride.
Well, but I get that. But, I mean, I think that there's... Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, as someone once said.
Yes, right.
And I think in this particular case, I don't think anybody's out to get you, but I'm not sure that he's in your best interest. And let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume that this guy is great, and at some point the two of you are going to be together, and you're going to be wildly happy, and it's just going to be fantastic. Okay, let's assume that. Now, in the meantime, he's still married. This is a married man. And you can say, well, he hasn't lived with her. Got it. He's a married man. And in case you're not clear about that, he's a married man. This guy is married.
If he got divorced, then it would be a year from where we are at this point.
No, it's a year from where he is divorced. He's not divorced yet. He may intend to get divorced. He may actually get divorced. But the reality is, this is a married man. I could say that again because he's basically a married... He's not basically a married man. He is a married man.
I would never date a married man.
Well, my darling, you are dating a married man.
I find myself with a married man, yes.
Yeah. All right. So I think what you're going to explain to him is, I think you're great. I think that you're going to need some time to be who you need to be and not have to worry about me, not have to worry about me looking over your shoulders, not having to worry about money, not having to worry about anything. Take care of business. And, I think you're wonderful. I would really love to see you. I think you need some time. And I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. A year after your divorce is final, I will take you out for dinner. In the meantime, I would love to chat with you, like, once a month, see what's going on with you, make sure you're okay. And I wouldn't do anything more than that. And then I would, I don't think there's anything wrong with going online. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is this guy is a married man. And you don't want to date a married man, period. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
For all those reasons. I mean, not to mention, he by definition is not committed to you. He can say or do anything because bottom line is it doesn't make any difference. He's married to someone else. And he may not love her, and he may not like her, he may not live with her, but he's in fact married to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, look, unless all you're interested in is an affair, which it sounds like you are not. So this makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want somebody, presumably, who is as full-tilt boogie into this as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to him that you think he's wonderful, that you really like him a lot, that you'd really love to pursue a relationship with him. And so the question is, when? And the answer is a year after his divorce is final. You would really love to see him. You would love to cook for him. You would love, And you don't even have to be interested in marriage. It doesn't mean you have to marry him or anybody else. But you don't want to be dating somebody who is, in fact, married, because that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wrap it up and put in any kind of wrapping you want, but that's the reality. He's married to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he'll go through huge changes in the course of unwrapping.
Well, we don't know what he's going to go through, but presumably, I mean, you've been through this. You understand that. Do you remember the first year after your divorce?
Yes, it was not fun.
It's chaos. Because you're not sure anybody's going to ever love you again. You're not sure you're going to have sex again. You're not sure you want to have sex again. I mean, it's a mess. And the only way to get through it, and otherwise, because if you don't do it by yourself, then what you inadvertently do, which is really wretched, is you use somebody else as a Band-Aid. And that's really, that's really unacceptable. You really can't do that to other people. And that's what will happen. Not because he's a bad person, but because it's inevitable. That's just what happens. This isn't, a mental exercise. It's just something that people, that you need to go through it. And that's, that he hasn't gone through it. He may have been going through the process for a while, but in fact, he is still married. And
right.
And marriage is kind of like, it's kind of like pregnancy. You can't be kind of pregnant. You either is or you ain't. You either are married or you're not.
He's been very slow to come about, as the sailor said.
Well, and understand, people do things for reasons. There is a reason that he's not divorced.
Mm-hmm.
there's a reason why this status benefits him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it allows him to say, you know, look, Linda, I think you're great, but, you know, I can't go on that vacation right now because if my lawyer found out that I was spending that kind of money, or, you know, I can't live here, or I can't loan you the money, or I can't move in with you, or I can't. I mean, there's going to be a whole series of can'ts. Who needs that? You want to work out a relationship based on what both of you want without artificial barriers as much as possible. And a marriage, I mean, to view a marriage as an artificial barrier is somehow a misunderstanding of marriage, but that's where you are right now. That he can always sort of, you know, or my kids are, you know, I need to be with my kids, or, you know, I need to spend time with. She's not even his ex. She is his wife.
Yeah.
Which makes you the mistress.
Right.
If you're
going to
be a mistress, you probably want a much better deal than you're getting.
Probably.
And you probably don't want to be a mistress.
Pardon?
I said you probably don't want to be a mistress. He claims that it's what?
He claims that he's remained married to her because she's the one who carries the health care, but I find that ludicrous since if he makes a lot of money, he could get his own health care.
Well, or, yeah, you get your own health care. Lots of people have health care. I mean, if nothing else, Obama has kind of taken that out of the mix to a certain extent, whether you like him or not, that he's made, well, we're staying together for the sake of the health insurance, kind of a non-entity. I mean,
yeah.
He's staying together because it's in his best interest to stay together, regardless of what the reason is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't think you have to be judgmental. You don't have to be angry. You can be a little sad, because it is sad. Because this sounds like it has some potential. But he needs to take care of business. You know, it sort of reminds me of this great metaphor. You know, I'm a fan of metaphors. I used to work uptown, and whenever I would, and I had to walk from the train to my office. And it was an area of the city that had a huge amount of construction going on, a huge amount of skyscrapers. And I would happily trot across the street. And one day, this guy in a hard hat came up and he grabbed my arm. And nobody in the city ever grabs anybody because it's a good way to get your teeth knocked down your throat. And he grabbed my arm and he said, young lady, which was very charming, he had a hard hat on. And he said, this is a project under construction. Cross the street. Something, you know, what projects under construction are dangerous.
Right.
There's always something to fall off. And I, you know, I remember thinking, you know what? This is not about construction. This is about life. People who are going through enormous, immense changes, that's a project under major construction. It's dangerous. Walk across the street. So walk across the street, Cookie. All right? And next time, ask how long somebody's been divorced. And if the answer is not quite yet, say, check, taxi. All righty? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-99-37569. All right, so we got an email that seemed kind of cool. Can you share that with us?
I certainly can. We have an email from Sean who writes, Dear Dr. Joy, I listened to your podcast episode from last Wednesday. So I think that would have been not this last Wednesday, but the previous one. You had a caller who was unemployed wanting a job in sales. Calvin, please forward my contact information and my company's website to him. We're always looking for great salespeople. One of the markets we sell in is healthcare, senior living. One of our
He'd be terrific in that because he had already worked for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, yeah. He says, one of our current account managers worked in pharmaceutical sales and has transitioned to us wonderfully. I can't promise anything, but I know we'll most definitely take a serious look at Calvin. He can call me with questions about my company. Otherwise, he can send us his resume. Thank you for all you do.
That's terrific. It's wonderful. All right, so Calvin. Calvin called on the 15th. And it's exactly as the email suggests that that he had said that, excuse me, I just choked on something, that I think he was 52 years old, that he had he he had run his own business for a while and decided that he really wanted to go back to what he was doing before and was having a difficult time finding some work. So that would be great. This reminds me, because Trevor said, well, should we read it? And I said, because this is kind of part of what, what the program is about. And there, over the years, reminds me of there was a woman who she called up because she had lost her wedding ring. And they didn't have much money, and she'd been out mowing the lawn, and she'd lost the ring and couldn't find it. And she said, shall I tell my husband? I was thinking about going to the store and buying, a junk one. And I said, well, you don't want to start off your and they'd only been married a couple of months. I said, you don't really want to start off your married life that way, number one. Number two, you don't want a symbol that's supposed to be fidelity and honesty and commitment to be surrounded with a lie. So I think you're going to have to tell him, and you can certainly be apologetic, and maybe it was insured and whatever. And so sort of talked her through it. Then what happened was that a woman called who'd heard that, and she said she and her husband had been married for like 65 years or something, and he'd recently passed away, and if I could get her the information, that she would send the ring to them, because she said she'd hoped that it would make them as happy as that they would have as much happiness as she had had, which was a really nice way of thinking about things. So there was another situation where I think right after Katrina, somebody needed a place to live, and some woman in New Hampshire called. So part of what the program, I think, is, that we're all in this together, that we really do share, we really do share experiences, and we really do reach out to one another. And so that'd be great. So, Calvin, if you hear the program, call us up, and we'll give you the contact information and wish you best of luck. Okay, that's great. So thank you. Do we have the guy's first name who sent the email?
Yes, Sean.
Sean, thanks. Do we want to name his company? Give him a little bit of a plug?
Yeah, I suppose we could do that. He is the marketing director for Advanced Wireless Communications.
Well, that sounds like a telecommunications company. What did he say it was?
Yeah, he said he markets in healthcare.
So, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All righty. Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you for reaching out. Hopefully Calvin will hear this and get in touch, and we will absolutely forward on the information. So there we go. All right. So what we have here today is we don't have a whole lot of time, and we were going to talk about prison reform, but I think we'll save that for tomorrow just because, there's a whole lot of it and we don't have a whole lot of time. So I'm just trying to think if there's something that's kind of, there was kind of an irritating story that I suppose I could share with you, because why not share irritation when we've already done our drone thing. We put that up on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Okay. It turns out that this is kind of an irritating thing. Dementia develops faster in women than in men. Women, maybe it's because we talk more. We never know what men are thinking anyway, so that when their thinking gets scrambled, we have no idea. Okay, that was an editorial comment. Women who develop slight but detectable deficits, in memory and mental activity late in life tend to decline faster than men with mild impairment. How would they know is really, and I'm only being somewhat facetious. Some two-thirds of the 5 million Americans with Alzheimer's are women. Women live longer. Researchers have searched in vain for decades to determine other reasons for the disparity. They're saying they have no reason about why this would be the case and no immediate implications for treatment, which means it's kind of useless. There appears to be a faster trajectory. The previous research has found a steeper decline in women with mild deficits over a period of almost about a year. The study extends that finding up to 8 years. I think this is an excellent hypothesis. It's something we need to investigate more deeply. They analyzed scores on standard cognitive tests taken by 400 men and women, mostly in their 70s, followed as a large part continuing Alzheimer's trial. The participants had been taking the cognitive tests as well as other tests like PET scans on average for 4 years and as long as 8. Controlling for factors that influence memory and mental acuity, like age, education, and genetic predisposition. What does that mean? What does genetic predisposition mean in this particular moment? And why would education influence memory? I mean, does that make any sense to you?
Not especially.
And I don't know what genetic... I guess if your parents had Alzheimer's.
Right, yeah.
If there's a family history.
Yeah. Just
the research team found that women's scores slip by an average of about 2 points a year compared with 1 point for men. Well, I don't know if that's statistically significant. This is really lousy science. They looked at a standard measure of life quality, rating how well people function socially at home, at work, with family. That too slipped faster for women than for men at about the same rate. Well, I mean, does that mean that women are working, not working? They did not have strong enough evidence to conclude that over the period of the study, women developed full-blown dementia, more women developed full-blown dementia than men. So this doesn't mean anything. I swear to you, I think it's just that women talk more, so it's going to be more obvious. They have tested a number of theories over the decades to explain gender disparity. Female hormone estrogen, which declines with later age, was protective, but careful studies found otherwise. A gene variant called APOE4, linked to heightened risk of developing that disease, does not appear to affect women any differently than men. With any trial, let's say if you're giving people a drug to see if it shows the rate of cognitive decline, you're going to have to take account of this difference between men and women. Well, they haven't actually said whether or not 1 to 2 points is... How many points are there? If it's 10-point scale, that's huge. If it's a 1,000-point scale, it's meaningless. So, you know, there's just not enough here to go on. And it is clearly an alarming kind of statement of why there would be discrepancies. They obviously didn't mention physical activity. They didn't mention diet. They didn't mention medications. They didn't mention physical conditions. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know what it means. And I don't think anybody else knows what it means either. And I think that they shouldn't publish things like that, except the reason they do it is so, number one, we'll talk about it, which we are. And number two, that it'll get them perhaps research money, but I think it's bogus. And on a sort of a more positive thing, the University of Birmingham says it's discovered a portion of a Quran manuscript about the time of the Prophet Muhammad, making it one of the earliest versions of the Holy Book to survive. As I said, when I was in Israel, they have this, like, it looks almost like a 3-mile island kind of structure, that where the oldest known Bible, Hebrew Bible, is, and they alternate it through because they don't want too much of it exposed to light. But it's extraordinary to touch something. This one, they're saying that this parchment was dated between the years 568 and 645. So that's what, like 1,500 years ago? Should be more than that, don't you think? 1,600 years ago. Muhammad is believed to have lived between 570 and 632. The radiocarbon dating has delivered an exciting result, which contributes significantly to our understanding of the earliest written copies of the Quran. The question is, where did they find it? You know, I mean, it's now in the UK, but where was it? It's written on sheep or goat skin. It's part of the Middle Eastern manuscripts, which was acquired in the 20th. A doctoral researcher decided to carry out the radiocarbon dating, which is startling. Can you imagine saying, oh, let's see how old this is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So cool. I just want to know where it came from, how I got it, all sorts of things like that. Hi, Heather, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heather Madeira, you're on the air. How am I going to help you?
Oh, gosh. You were just like a salve to my wounds. I can't tell you how much I appreciate listening to you.
Well,
thanks. Giving words of wisdom. Well, if you can give me like 1 minute to tell you briefly, I just realized after 4 months out of a breakup, which I initiated, that I've been involved for over six years with someone with serious borderline personality disorder, pretty much all those traits. And it was just like, I couldn't believe when I discovered that this is kind of the description of our whole relationship. But I have never been in so much intense pain, and I just feel like he activated all of the abandonment wounds that I have. And I know I've been doing a lot of reading and everything, which now there's actually therapy for it, which is really successful. But I keep thinking that, I keep obsessing about him, and he's kind of done the push-pull thing. Like, sometimes he'll appear at some of the things he knows where I'm at, and you know, so, but I move forward and think that I'm, you know, getting him out of my head, and then, you know, work on mindfulness and things like that, and then I've had a major relapse for the past 4 or 5 days because I've never been loved so much by anybody.
No. It's not that you haven't, look, you have to differentiate between fantasy and reality, okay? And that, because that's the only way to get out of this. If you keep saying there will be no one who will love me like this, the thing about somebody who has psychological disturbance is they can say or do anything because they're not dealing with reality. They're not dealing with the same set of criteria, of behavior, of expectations. I mean, I can say to you, Heather, you are the most fantastic human being who's ever put shoe leather to pavement. And the sensible part of you is going to say, she's never even met me. She couldn't pick me out of a crowd. The emotional part of you is going to say, wow, she can see the inner me. So that's where you have to start. If you're saying he has a personality disorder, that means that anything he said has to be taken not only with a grain of salt, but has to be taken as a fantasy that you didn't do any reality testing, so you walked into his fantasy, but it's not real.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of seeing a counselor, and I asked him that. I said, was this kind of some weird love addiction that I had? And no, he said, you know, I mean, after so many meetings with him, he said, no, you really did. Love each other. I do believe that we really did love each other. We were just attracted to each other.
Well, I mean, you can love what you thought he was. It's just not who he is. I mean, you can love Brad Pitt. I mean, you can love you can love all sorts of things that are fantasies. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It just means they're not real.
Well, let me just tell you a second. The reason why I wouldn't move forward with our relationship because borderlines, they're afraid of abandonment. They crave love and affection, which is, I do too. But he started his moods where he just feels very intensely, and he would get into these just weird, something would set him off, and it wasn't domestic violence, but he would just react to extreme, just everything. And there was one incident where engaged with his daughter's mom or something and came home, and I came in the door, and it was about 3 hours. I hadn't seen him 3 or 4 hours, and he had a bottle of whiskey. He'd gotten drunk and he assaulted me, and I'm like, what just happened? And he could not manage his emotions, and I didn't know. I mean, he's suffering. It wasn't like he's intentionally manipulative. It was that I...
Heather, what's your question to me?
Well, my question is that I guess I don't know if I can move forward and meet somebody who would be healthy but also would love that intensely because what I...
No, you cannot. Period. You cannot. The intensity came from a crazy place. You can find somebody who looks at who you are. I mean, that's the answer.
But how am I going to, like, I'm not going to feel...
Because that's what I keep trying to say to you, and you keep sort of backpedaling on me. It wasn't real.
But there are couples that...
Heather, you can't both call me and ask my advice and then argue with me. Look, I understand that you want me to... You want me to tell you that... Look, somebody who is dealing with a fantasy has no constraints because it's only a fantasy. You never have to come through it. You never have to do it. And, I mean, is it emotional? Yes. Is it love? I don't, it depends, you know, how you're going to define love. Can crazy people love? Yeah. Can we be loved by crazy people? Yeah. But we have to understand that presumably what you want is someone that you can count on, that has predictable behavior, that is faithful, that will deal with who you are, not a fantasy of who you are. And you deal with not the fantasy of who he is, but somebody who you can negotiate with, who is smart, that there's some, it's called reality testing. If you're telling me that people who are crazy can be more intense than people who are not, I wouldn't argue with you, because there's nothing on the table. They're never going to have to come through with it. If I said to you, Heather, I'm going to send you a check for $1 million today. I mean, that's going to sound really cool, except I'm not going to send you a check for $1 million. It's not even that I'm lying to you. I may want to do it. I may have a delusion that I have $1 million. I may have a delusion that you're the savior of my life. And you're going to think, wow, this is great. And especially, now, the check may not arrive. And so what you're going to then say is, well, Joy, I thought you were going to send me $1 million. Oh, yeah, I must have gotten lost in the mail. Let me check it. And I may even think of, gee, I thought I wrote it. And this can go on and on and on, because there is no reality to it. I don't have a bank account. I don't have a checking account. I don't have $1 million. I don't have your address. I don't know who you are. You're a stranger. So we can go on endlessly. And does it feel terrific to you? Can you say to your girlfriends, wow, I'm going to have $1 million tomorrow? And if you're really not very wise about this, you could even go and put a down payment on a Porsche. So I'm going to have $1 million tomorrow. But all of us have to deal with, I mean, look, you can get a scam letter from somebody from, you know, from some weird country who says, Heather, we've just discovered that, you know, that you, if you'll send us $600, we will send you $2.5 million. And people do it every day. So, I mean, listen, I'll tell you what. Here's what I want you to do. I'm giving you a homework assignment. What I want you to do is I want you to write down all the things that you liked about this guy, a list of all you liked about him. Not him, how he made you feel, but what you liked about his behavior, what you didn't like about his behavior. I'll put you on with Trevor. We'll take you very first thing tomorrow, so you don't have to be on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.